We end up Yudalit Amad Aleph. Let us again start the Mishnah. Veshamay Oimrim Tavlin Nidoichin B'modech Shel Eitz. That the pestle that is used to grind Tavlin should be a shini, it should be B'modech Shel Eitz. That means the Etzem Meduche could be of Eben. But the mother should be shall eat. Bahamelach, and when you're grinding salt, bepach, so that should be either in a kli cheres, or be'etza poru. If it's not in a kli cheres, it should be be'etza poru, but it should be that al kaponim, the pestle that is used should be a type of a ladle. A greater shinui is by melach. Ubeichilu laimrim, beichilu hold, tavlin nidoichen kedalkon, b'modech shel even, beichilu laimrim, tavlin nidoichen kedalkon, b'modech shel even, tavlin, you can grind kedalkon, b'modech shel even, that the pestle also could be shel even, v'hamelach, B'modeich shalait. But melach needs the shinui that at the point of the pestle should be of eight. Now, we are speaking about grinding, which is one of the lamed tes melachot. And the shaila is, we had heard on Tosfos that Gimel Lamed Aleph, that they were only mata melisha ve'eloch. The melachos in Yontif, which are permissible, are only melisha ve'eloch. Tchine is before lisha. So why is this permissible? Now, the machlekes arishainim, if this halacha that from melisha ve'eloch is a v'araise, or a derabono. The Ran Radana Mishneh holds it's a derabono. And the Ran says the reason why it's also is because normally these malachas, the malach of tchin is usually done for one grind, let's say, flour. He grinds it for a long period of time. Let me just say over the lotion of the Ran. Ran says, if he did not make the dicha before Yontif, ichmiru la'tzricha yishinoi, shemayachshav reidu tzeich chayl ka'ovid, meshedev v'nei odom, they do this malach liyomim rabim, liyomim harbi, and mechze kaman da'ovid l'tzeich chayl. That means these malachas before Lisha are usually done for a longer period of time, and therefore, Chazal said, if it could be done, could be avoided, and could be done before Yontif, it should be done before Yontif, or that's the reason of the Shinoi, if it is done in Yontif. The Bir Aloche brings down that the Shitas HaRashba is that it's a deraisa. That Trine is also a deraisa, Melisha ve'ilach v'tzanem esedroshe. So the Bir Aloche wants to say that it's Mosrem HaKosov L'Chachomim, that see, over the Lashon of the Bir Aloche and Tadbal, it's if Aleph says, it means Rashi Tesarash, this is a Trina Gemure, and it's also in a Teire, that Teire Osre Molochas Eilu Mishum Shanasim L'Yomim Rabim, that's a Psataim of the Kroos, the nimsa adovo lidei chachamim. Vahim le osu rak bimolocho shederech laseisoi harbei betam achas liyomim rabim. Eise so chazal, when beforeish the posse, that which tchina is osu, דרך לעשות זה הרבה בפמחס לימים רבים, משום הוכי התירו מרתשס, because מרתשס, this אופן התחינה is not usually לימים רבים, הרי חיים עושים את הישוס, is also Arachayim shel palpulim is also because Arachayim is take used to be liyomim rabbe, but amachteshes the tchina that comes about to amachteshes is a tchina which is done l'tzeirich hayoyim, and it's mosron hakosov l'chachomim. It's mosron hakosov l'chachomim, and that's why. We have here a Teirem. That's why he says, even though Melechas Tchina, there's no difference between Amachteshes and Arichayim, both are Tchina the Araisim. But since the reason the Teirem asked Tchina is because this is a Pe'ula which is done the Yomim Rabim, so it will be done in Anoifin, that's not the Yomim Rabim, so therefore the Teirem was not. And Samosan Akosav Lechachon. Let us go into the Gemara. The Kula Alma Mias Melech Boy Shinui. That Melech needs a Shinui, according to Beis Hillel, the Shailas, how great the Shinui has to be. It's my time, Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. Chad Omar Kol Hakdeiros Kulon Tzriches Melech. All Tavshilin, which are cooked with Tzerich Yontif, need some salt added to it. And not all the tavshilim which are cooked need tavlin. So by melech there's a taina, since you knew you will need melech for yontif, so you should have prepared it before yontif, and therefore they were not matar in yontif, unless with a shinui, you have to make a shinui. V'chadoma, kol ha-tavlin mefigin taimam, a different reason. Because a tavlin, all tavlinin, if you grind them erev yontif, so they lose their tam. Umelech eina mefiga taima. Salt does not lose its tam. So therefore, there's a different taina on you, that you should have ground the salt erev yontif, because it won't lose its tam. There's no taina you should have ground the tavlinim erev yontif, because then they would not have a good tam in yontif. My binayu, what is the difference between, if the reason is out in kol kederes tzrichen tavlin, or tavlin mefigen tamum, iki binayu, the yoda makdere boy lifshule. He knows what's going to be on the menu for yontif. He knew this Arab yontif. He had a fartike menu. And he knew that he would be cooking tavshilin, which need tavlinim. So then, according to the first tam, he won't be permitted to be, then tavlinim will be like melach. Because he should have made the tavlinim erev yontif. And if he didn't do it, he made it in yontif, left to make it with a shinui. That'll be one nafkamin inami b'mayrike, or another nafkamin will be with kalchaim, which is a type of a tavlin, which does not spoil. It's not mefik taima if you make it erev yontif. So according to this tam, so by mayrike, talocha will be, it has the din of melach, and you'll have to, you should have done it erev yontif, and you didn't do it erev yontif, you'll have to, you'll need the shinui of Melach. Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel. So we have in the Mishnah there's a double machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Machloikis number one is by do tavlin need a shinui, which Beis Shammai held tavlin needed a shinui and Beis Hillel was meikel. And then there was a second machloikis, what the shinui of melach has to be, how great the shinui has to be, if it has to be bepach, or beitzaporu, or the shinui could be, you could use a meducha shel even, and be you use a modich shel eitz. אמר רב יהודה משמול, כל הנידויכן נידויכן כדלקם, ואפילו מלך. So now רב יהודה משמול comes and says that מלך can also be נידויכן כדלקם, you don't need a שינוי whatsoever. ואמרת מלך בוי שינוי, so the Gemara asks, you said מלך needs a שינוי. Now, the ואמרת, I don't understand. I mean, Shmuel said it doesn't need a shinoi. The kasha lachair is from the Mishnah. So the Loshen Amrit, I mean, said the Mishnah says that Melech needs a shinoi. Hu da omar ki haitane. So the Gemara says, Shmuel said that Melech does not need a shinoi, he is a baraisa. That is true. The Mishnah holds that Melech needs a shinoi. But he paskin like the baraisa that said that Melech does not need a shinoi. Disanye. Omar Rab Meir leinechleku beishami beisilu al nidoichin she nidoichin kedalka. Umelach imoy. Now first Rab Meir said there's no machloikis between beishami and beisilu by tablinim. That everyone holds that that's nidoichin kedalka. You could use a medoichin a modoich shel even. That's no shaila. Number one. And number two, umelach imohem. And that means if while you're in the process of grinding tavlinim, you want to stick in melach also, so that's also permissible. They weren't machmer on melach when it is together with other tavlinim. The whole machloikis beishamei besilu is only if one wants to grind melach alone. She beishamei oimrim melach bepach ubeitzaporu litzli. That beishamei said, that's like the beishamei in our Mishnah, that a melach he can only use only in a klicheres, or a be'etzaporo with a ladle. These are large shinuyim. And number two, litzli, you can only grind melach, a minimum amount of melach you can grind. That means that which is needed for tzli. Tzli does not need too much melach. You don't have to salt it. Me'iker adin, you don't have to salt tzli. So this minimum amount of melach, which is needed for tzli, that is permissible to grind in yont. And with these two big shinuyim, of pach or eitz, avolei l'kedeira, but if you want to have enough salt to salt meat, so you should be able to cook it, they were not matter this in yontiv. U'beisil al oimrim b'chol davo. And Beisilil said, that means you said you could only grind it. Bepach ube'eitz haporu. Beisilil said, b'chol dovo, you could grind it with anything. Now that's a very broad statement. B'chol dovo sal kedaitach. So the Gemara meant b'chol dovo means to include, you could grind it with any keli whatsoever, even if the keli is muktzeh. It's let's say muktzeh machmas chasor in kis, so that you can also do it. That zikha doesn't make sense. To say such a broad statement that you're permitted to grind it b'chol dovo. Ela eima l'chol dovo. That for whatever purpose you need the salt, you could, whatever purpose you need the salt, you could grind it. It means if you need to salt the meat, so you need a lot of salt, so you can grind a lot of salt. You're not mugbal in the amount of salt that you want to grind. The Bereis is very unclear. The Bereis said that in the grinding of salt, The Beishamai held their two chumras. Number one, in the oifen, how it is ground, it has to be with a shinei of pach or an eitz poru. And the amount that is ground, so it has to be a small amount, which is sufficient for tzli, a minimum amount. And Beisilo doesn't speak about how it is ground.
Beis Hillel said, in that he specifies in the amount that is ground, l'chol davar. If you need a lot of salt for kederes, you're allowed to grind a lot of salt. It doesn't say clear in the Baraisa the oifen of the grinding, if it has to be with a shini, without a shini. But we see from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kala nidoichem nidoichem kedarkem vafilu melach. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel learned that Beis Hillel said nidoichem kedarkem, there is no shinoi needed afilu by melach. So let us see Rashi. Himohem melach v'tavlen ke'echod, that you could grind. That means if the spices that are needed for this tafshel is 2 tablespoons of pepper and a teaspoon of salt, so you can grind together the salt and the pepper babasachas. Melach v'tavlen ke'echod, that peshame is also made. That means even though Beishame were matter, that one is permitted to grind in Yontif the normal oifen tavlin, but here there's a machlokes already Beishame Beisilo of the grinding of salt. Beishamai said the pach beitz poru aydei shinei v'loy kedalke. That's in the oifen. Uletzli, and the amount aine davamut, the only a small amount. Then the moses b'chol davos al kedaitach v'lo b'davos and nitol b'shabes, he could grind it with mukze. V'lochol davos afilu l'gdeya. So now Rashi explains v'al kolchacho kedalke omri, that Beis Hillel, who doesn't speak about the oifen of the grinding, they mean the way it's normally ground. Where do you see this? Kechol derech shitas hashas, the way normally, this is normally the shitas hashas, how you explain the shitas. The almet nechliku dumye deloy nechliku kama. We have to look at the baraisa. The baraisa says, here, it's loy nechliku. So that means by tavlinin, it's loy nechleku, that everyone holds, it's nidoichin kidalka. Alma nechleku, so when is there a machloikis? That means, when is there a machloikis? Could this also be nodich kidalka, you know, by melach? That's what Rashi says. The alma nechleku, do me the loy nechleku come. Loy nechleku ala tavlin, o melach ke'echo. Shenidoichin kedalka. So that's the loy nechleku. Alma nechleku, when is there a machloikis? Lodich kedalkoi. And there's a machloikis, lodich kedalkoi, amelch bevnayat. Shebeshame oimrim bepach beshinui. Void machme litzli veloy likdeira. Beshame is, it's not kedalkoi, sign the mountain, sign the oifen. Beshele loimrim lechol dovo nidoiches kedalkoi. That's the ivre in the Baraisa. That loy nechleku is dumy to the alman nechleku is dumy to the loy nechleku. Let us go a little further, and then we'll see Taisus. Oma lei rav, le rav ache bardele, kidaiches, when you'll be doch melach, atzli atzluye v'doich. So, make the keli on an angle, the meduche shel evan, should be on an angle, and that's how you should, there should be a shinui in the oifen hadiche. So, the Meiri says a vot that pshat is as follows. That even though before we had a baraisa, that Beis Hillel holds that nidoichen kedalkon, that melach is nidoich kedalkoi, so that is only kedalkoi in the utensils. You can use the normal utensils. The normal utensils of diche are a modoich and a medoich shel even. That are the utensils used for diche. So these utensils can also be used by melach. That's what the Baraisa spoke about. But now, Rav told Rav Acha Baldelim, but Al Koponim, there is a chumre in the oifen of the Diches HaMelech, that you should make, you can use the utensils, but the oifen Diches HaMelech should be done with some sort of a shinui, that the medoiche should be slanty while you're grinding it. That's what Rav told Rav Acha Baldele. Rav Sheshes Shoma Kal Buchne. Rav Sheshes heard, he was passing by, was outside, and he heard someone was grinding using a machteshes inside. Oma Hai Lav Migave de Bisoyu. He says, this is not coming from my house. Because he had given previous instructions to his house that b'shem oifen they should not be doch melach without a shinei of atzli atzliye, and he heard from the grinding that this was a grinding of melach which was not atzli atzliye. So he said, that's not coming from my house. Frek de gemore v'dilma atzliye atzle. Maybe Take, the meduche was put on a slant, and maybe the meduche was put on a slant and the Take coming from his house. To show me that betzolil kolay. So he could hear from the koil, seems there's a difference in the koil of the diche, if it is on a slant or if it is flat. So from the koil he saw that it wasn't on a slant. Vitilme tavlin havel. So maybe it was good, it's not on the slant, maybe it's tavla. So from this Gemara we see that the whole memre of Rav and Rav Sheshes was only by Melach. Because the Gemara says, Dilma tavla nabas. We see that tavlan, afilu, according to this chumre of Rav and Rav Sheshes, it's only by Melach. But by tavlan, it's zichamuta, without a slant. The Dilma tavlan have it. So the Gemara answers, tavlan nebuchim and abeach kolai. That tavlan, there's a different sound than melach, so he could hear, he could discern from the sound that this was a diches melach without atzluye yatzli. So he said, so it's not from my house. I have given instructions that how the diches melach should be in my house, and that's tavke atzluye yatzli. Let us see Rashi, ki daiches melach, atzli atzliye vedoich. Hate hameducha al tzida, put it on its side. The sova kishmul, the oma nidoiches kidake bemodech shalem. That he holds like Shmuel, that the kalim, the utensils of diche are the normal utensils nidoichem kidake. The oma nidoiches kedarke b'modeh shalevet, that he holds. Mi ushine zute boi lishnuye. But a small shinui one does need. Kal buchne b'meduchas melech. He heard a koil of the meduchas melech. A meducha melech, he heard a kal buchne. I love me gav de beisoyu, yudein ish ein ze beseich beisi. Shasalti lem lodich b'modich shel evan b'loishinim. That b'tzolil kolil, that b'tzolil kolil v'iloi, make, b'hatoye, b'alachsoin, l'hoyekayde tzolil, so the kolil would not be a clear kolil, l'hoyekayde tzolil, v'dulma tavlin have, sheinen tzrichin shini, that was a kolil tzolil, v'vui menabach, שהגרעינים משתברים נשמע קוילון במדוחה כמנפחם. מנפחם is barking, אבל קופונם it seems there's a different, that he was able to be מפחם the קויל, that there is a דיחס מלח, not a דיחס טאבלם. Let us see Tosfos. איקו בינאיו ביודה, that's the first נפקמינה, it will be if he knew the Ezek Tere Boy Livshula, he knows what's going to be on the menu for Yontif. So Memele, so then there was no, they don't have to make a Shine by Tavlan also. The Lishne Kame Boy Shinoi, because the whole Kula of Tavlan is because he didn't know what is going to be eaten for Yontif to prepare Erev Yontif. Lishne basre leboy shinui. You don't need a shinui because tavlin you don't have to prepare Erev Yontif because it's mefik timer. Inami b'hai shemene eni mefik or the another nafkamina b'hai shemene mefik timer b'lo yoda. If you'll have kalchim merike that is not mefik taimoy, but he did not know if he'll need it for yontif. The lishne basret or shinui. As long as it's not mefik taimoy, you need a shinui. It should have been prepared erev yontif. Lishne kama leitzor shinui. But posakri, so the ripaskin sheyesh lesser b'chol inyan. Hu aloche. Now we have here a machloikis. Meirike, let's say, he has Meirike, which is not Mefik Taimoy, and he didn't know what the Tafshul will be in Yomtev. According to the first Loshen, you don't need a Shini. According to the second Loshen, you'll need a Shini. Or he did know what's going to be tomorrow, what the Tafshul is going to be tomorrow. And the Chal Tavlinim, so according to the first Loshen, you will need a Shini, according to the second Loshen, you won't need a Shini. Now, Lahaloche, what is the din? Uposakri, she has lesser b'chol inyan. So the Ri says, in all cases, you'll need a Shini. Meirike, that he did not know what Tafshul is going to eat in Yontif, or Chal Tavlinim, if he did know. Tazlina lechumra, because we're machma. Af al gav de bishel seifrin aloich acha hamekel. Chod shefilu by the rabbonons aloich acha hamekel. Choyu lechol echad ve echad yeshkula vechumra mikol tzad obdinen lechumra. First of all, we see from Taisviz that this is a Rabbanan over here. That means, a fellow without a shinui, a person will be doch, tavlin or melach, she's making a maise trine, shalas, do you need a shinui, don't you need a shinui? It's only a Rabbanan. However, you have to understand how this is Masim to Taisvist Avkimel that brings a posik that Avkimelisha Ba'ilach is Mutam. Unless it's an Asmachta or it's. Akapanim, from this Taisvist we see that the whole Shaila with a Shini, without a Shini, is a Minateri you're allowed to do it. Without a Shini. Now, what is Pshat and Taisus? Taisus says, "Afal gav de bishel seifrim aloich acha hameikul." By a drabbonon, if there's a suffix in a drabbonon, you go basa the meikul. Hoyu l'chol echad ve'echad yeshkula v'chumre mikol tzad avdina l'chumre. The Rashbe, when the Rashbe says the lomdus of Taisus, the Rashbe says, "The leke l'meima aloich acha hameikul." Man minayu machmer. Who is the machmer and who is the meikel? That means we have a klaltak and a darabon and you have a machloike, you go according to the meikel, but each one is a, who is the meikel and who's the machmer? Each one has a chumra and each one has a kula. The Reish Yosef explains it a little differently. He says like this, to say both kulas, Yizicha can say. That means to be mata meirike, out the kula of, because he didn't know, to be mata meirike when he didn't know what he's going to eat yontif. To be mata tavlin, when he did know what he's going to eat yontif, since it's meifik tam. So, to matter both coolers, by the Zichikento, because no one was matter both coolers. So let's pick one cooler. She says, what right do you have to pick one cooler? You can't pick one cooler. I mean, at this we have a cloud, but if they say, there's a machmer and a mekel, you go bust for the mekel. But here, there's two machmirim and two mekilim over here, so you don't have any guidelines which one to pick. Some say to pick at random, you can't pick, to pick one cooler. Make a taste and pick this cooler. So therefore, you need both chumras. Rabbi Kebeger in the Baroche says a pshat and teisvis differently. Rabbi Kebeger seems to hold that the etzem a person could pick both coolers. Theoretically, he could pick both coolers. It's a suffix darabono. So I could be soimech I could be doch merike without a shinui, because I could be soimech on the mekel by merike. And I could be doch, tavlinin without a shini, could be soimech on the mekel of tavlinim, if it's mefik tam. I could use each kulam. Now Rabbi Kivege says, but Chazal didn't want to be Mekel because I'll be using each cooler. I might come and use both coolers together. That means I'll be Mekel, Meirike, and I know what is going to be tomorrow. So then no one is Mekel. It means, Be'etzem, each case Bazunder is a Darabona. So each case I could be Mekel. I could be Mekel over here, I could be Mekel over here. It's a tzadarabonon, so you can be samech on each one. In Demison we find Ovid Kamar Ovid, we have by Plaga Mincha, you can daven Meire before Plaga Mincha, you can daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha. Okay, it's not a Zilachat Chiladika, but we see if she could do both. So Rabbi Kebeger says, but they were afraid if you're gonna start using these two coolers, so that means you could be Mekel even though it's not Mefik Tam, and you could be Mekel even though you know what's going to be eaten in Yontif. So a person will take these both coolers together and he won't make a shini by Merike, even though he knew Erev Yontif he'll need the Merike. That is Zicha also. So that's why they were Machmer. Umiyu shumin mutal esaknam beyontev b'loishini. So you have to be by tavlinin. The Agma speaking about tavlinin, melach. Tavlinin was speaking about. So tavlinin, you have to be machmer, because each one is machmer on tavlinin. There's a chumah by each one. Umiyu shumin mutal esaknam beyontev, but garlic you're allowed to be mesakan in yontev b'loishinui. Because the mefik taimo is, it doesn't taste too good. It's good as a machloikis if we're mekel because of the mefik taimo. But shumim and miskalkalim biyoise, it's taken not shaykh to be dochtem erev yontev. You end up with spoiled shumim. So here, there's no shayla whatsoever. So here you're allowed to, It's the Efsher and the Erev Yontif. So here, there, we're allowed to do it in Yontif. V'oid amrinen d'ruach ro shoyr aleim, k'shenitchonen b'laylo. Then Taisus says, first Taisus said, in the Gashmi, it's spoiled, it's miskalkal, if you grind it Erev Yontif. Then Taisus says, there's a psaruchnis de kecheshben, that this brings a Gemara nida that if you have peeled garlic, say zikhe peeled garlic when you ground it, and it stays over a night when it's kolov, so there's a ruach ro. So Memela say you can't be doch erev yontev for yontev. This will be overnight. This will be a ruach ro. So therefore, can only do it in Yontif, so they can do it without a shinui. It's got interesting. I saw in a sefer lessons It is a sefer, Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh. It speaks about Inyoni Sakone. So on this Gemara, this is a Gemara Masechtas Nida, that one should not eat Shumim Klufim, Betzalim Klufim. So he brings in the Sefer Shevet Musa, Perik Mem. In Shevet Musa it says like this, V'yesh b'nei Odom she'enam oichlim shumim klufim shchukim b'Shabbos. People did not want to eat ground garlic in Shabbos because it went through the night and there was, and then there's some mail that says there's a ruach roshayre. Zok the Shevet Musa, V'yesh she'mesimim klipas ha'shumim l'seicha. The Gemara says if it's klufin with the klipe, it's muta. Now this is very, sounds like double talk. It's klufin means it was peeled with the klipe. So that we see from the Shevet Musa that he learned pshat, you put the klipe there. And I heard grad, it's very much negeil amaisa. So a caterer asked a shayla to rabbonim and they paskin la loche that, They peeled the onions on Mondays and they cooked them on Tuesdays. There was a big problem what to do, so they said you take some of the klipa of the onion, you put it in the pot together with the onions, as mail it's good. As I used to in Shevet Musa. And it would seem that from the Yaivitz and the Olchaner and Nida also, they seems to be saying that as long as you'll have the klipas hashum there, it'll be good. But lemaise tzapela, we have enough in the Taisus and Beye. What's Taisus Chaya? Taisus says you can't be kailef shumim. You can't be teichin at Erev Yonta because there'll be a ruach ro. You ask your local rabbi, you put some klipas on it and it's mutter. So kaponim, we have enough in the Taisus and Mesechtes Beye. That Taisvis did not hold of this Eitzah. That what the Gemara said, that with the Klipas Mutas, so means that Mustama, others say Pshat, like, so, if you cut open a half an onion, and the other half, you used half the onion, the other half of the onion is, has still the peels on it, so Mamela, you're allowed to use the other half of the onion, even though it was open, but Al Kaponim, it seems from Taisvis, Tamasai, to take away, some say to take part of the peels and put it over the shumim, that will not help for the ruach ro. Umiyu, mehai piske leinofik lon midi. So Taisa says, so, we have a psak from the ri, that, we have a machloikis, there are certain times when, would not have to be mishane by tavlinim, and forget halacha. We said we do have to be mishane because amiu mahay piskel enofik lamidi da kaim lankish mul besamach. We have a member of Shmuel, the chol ani doichin nidoichin kedarkam. He said that all tavlinim nidoichin kedarkam. The ma'isi bar mimelach shetzorich atzluyei derech shini miyat. In salt, you need also the kelim, you can use the same kelim. But al kaponim, the oif and adiche should be with a shini miyat. V'chein posek Rav Alfus. Rav Alfus paskens also like Rav Yehuda Moshmu. The hoyel, the shoklo v'tor v'ameiroi, alibe d'ahai bereise. Yeah, the Amiroim speak according to this paraisa. He says, Mestome Ravache, the Ravache Bardele and Rav Sheshes are going on this paraisa. I mean, they were machadish in the paraisa. I mean, they were noches to the paraisa. You don't need a shinui. They were machadish. There's a shinui of Atzluye. But it seems the Etzem, I mean, the shini of atzluye is assuming you can use the normal utensils, so you need such a shini. So that's a kochach only according to the barais. If you go according to the Mishnah, there's not in a batzluya. You have to use different utensils. Farpik. You have to use different silent peshami and silent peshilu. You have to use different utensils. So in these amirayim we see that you don't have to use different utensils. You can use the same utensils. So we pass on to barais. Even though the Mishnah is chaylik on the barais, the Mishnah holds that one has to use different utensils by melech, kein belong ke bereise. We paskel like the bereise. Vrem posek, rav yudoi goin, behulches psukits, vrem yeshminek, aloch lemael, aloch lemaise, vach milse, tol ye bashei rav revi. Period. So my melech, so Tosva says, so it's not negeya. So this whole machlokes is not negeya. There's a pertinent kasha from the Marsho, remember since the cast of Mishnah's Meira, this, the Ran is Meira. What is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying that, the whole machloikis if you have certain tavlinim, which is lay mafik taima, you'll have Meirika, which is lay mafik taima, that's only according to the Mishnah. But here we say, Kolani Doichin, everything is neither Chidalkan, only by Melech or Machmas, so Melech is not Negeh anymore. Like the Marsha, but let me ask you a Shaila. Melech, you need a Shinui. Why do you need a Shinui by Melech? Zakoch, you have to say, because Melech is not, because Melech has these two Chumres, it's Loi Mefik time, eh? And you know you can need melech tomorrow. No, so darf man doch wissen. So which time is ikar? So zweiter negeya, the other tavlinim also. What'll be a tavlin that I know I'm gonna use tomorrow? Or what's gonna be a tavlin that's loy mefik time? So it's a zweiter negeya. The Ran says, the Ran wants to say that this whole Inyan of Atzluye is only a chumre. It's not even Mikar Adin. It's a chumre. And the Ran brings a very interesting raya, because Rav Sheshet said, in my house they won't be doch melach without a shinui. So what's that in your house? Your house? I mean, manush, you're not allowed to. So what's that in your house? So the Ran brings a raya, that the whole thing is a chumre, it wasn't me'ike hadin. It was a chumre by melech, because melech has both time and taka. And what'll be if you'll have a me'irike, that I know I'm gonna need it tomorrow, which also has both time. So so the Ran explains, the chumre was, since melech, it's a chumre, since melech has both time. But both cheschoynes it has. It's not mafik taima and you know you're gonna use it for you use it in yontif. Some emela. So that is why they were machmet. So tablinim, which only have one time, it's ichemuta. Meirike, and you'll know you're going to use it tomorrow. She says two things. One cheshbon, he says that the whole thing is a chumra. So he's a chavegestalt that the whole chumra was on something that is always also by meirike. They never were machma. Or he wants to say it could be that melach is nidach yofa yedei hatzlo. And so that's where they were machma. The other things are not nidach. You need it's not nidach so well. So therefore they were machma. Only by melech. The Kesef Mishta wants to say, it's a different lomdis, that kalchum is meifik tamo miyat. That's what he wants to say. So the whole chumra of melech means that what the Gemara said, that kalchum is not meifik tamo, that means relatively, the Gabi Shal Tavlinim, it's not called Mefik Taimo, but it's Zichem Mefik Taimo Meyat. So Memele, the whole din of Hatzlo was only said by Melach, which is not Mefik Taim at all. ומכל מוקה, so Tosfos says, so אפילו we paskin like Shmuel, that they were never machmel by tablinim at all, it's not negev, that tablinim were never machmel, מכל מוקה מוס ליטחין פלפלה פלפלים ברחיים שלהם, but to use a mill, a machtesh is one thing, but to use a mill, משום דמרזה כעובדה דחיל, כשתכנן ברחיים שקרן בלינת בלס קדיסה בפרק בייץ. But a mill already is an עובדה דחיל. And the משנה ברורה brings down from the רשב"א, a mill is an איסא דאורייתא. A mill is תקף, that was מוסרי הכוסב לחכמים. He says, so something which is used liyomim rabim, the Torah, it is also min ha-Torah. A mill is used liyomim rabim. A machteshes is a utensil that is only used l'tzerech hayoyim. So that they were matter. Avo b'modeh shel even mutol l'doichan b'loi shinoi. V'af l'peirish ha-Tosfos. Now Tosfos, so that's what Tosfos wants to say according to the Rif and according to Shmuel, so me'mele. The one is permitted to be doch tablina without a shini whatsoever. Avla perish atoysim is afil according to the ri. That the ri seems paskin like the mishnah, not like the baraisa. Does lina lechumra. Bikomokim shemo de pilpulim mutorim heiched de lo yoda maikdeire boiliv shule. But if he won't know that he'll need pilpulin, lefish ein mefigin the taimon, or pilpulin nami mefig taimon. Midolei koma ikabinai u pilpulin. So I mean, afilu, according to the chumre of the ri, but if pilpulin zicha mefig taimon, so if he did not know that, so by pilpulin, if he did not know that he'll need it in Yontif, so memele you have tarpilativus, it's mefik tam, and he did not know he'll need it in Yontif, so pilpulin will be mutter. Avalofima shepirish b'shem agdoilim, the time of the honey deichem, the deichem kedakim yesh lahate, afiluki yoda maikteire boilif shule. Vafilu loy meifik taimon. Then everything is muta. Vafilu yodem akteire boi levshul. Vafilu loy meifik taimon. Vamachmer lo doichon me erev yonte harbe biyachad izborech belekim u b'shem am yuchid. It's mamish a meiradik eloshin of Tosfos to understand the broch is not a pshat about the Tosfos. But the broch is in the midas hadin, the midas harachmim. It's mamish. Someone tied it. Would zich it be kedai to do this just to get the broch? I mean, to buy palpulin and to be docher erev yontif. We don't. Then we have a broch from the rishonim, from the balei tosfos. He's broch balakim b'shem amyuchad. בכל דובר סל כדאי תחפרש ואפילו בדובר שאינית לו בשבס כגוין סיכי, זיירי, מזיירי, which is מוקצה מחמס חסון כיס, דמי דבור הפשימן, אלא אימא לכל דובר ואפילו לגדירו. That means in the amount of salt that is permitted to be ground, you could use even, you could ground a large amount if you want to cook the meat. ומתאימה בקעתי מהמייסי, דולמה לאוילם בוי שיני, what's the ראי that מלח doesn't need a שיני? Maybe it does need a shin. Vishlamit v'ershe kuntres. She just a talmud kachi. The dumi the loy nechleku. Come out the nechleku. Yeche the loy nechleku. Al a tavanu melech imoam. Shnei doichin kedalken. B'yachad b'loy shinui. Dumi doichi nechleku. B'sham b'silo al melech v'vnei atzmo. L'doichin kedalken b'loy shinui. B'silo al zut. He could do it kedalken. Zogti gemore weiter. So till now we were speaking about Dichas Tablina. Tana Rabona, now we're going to speak about the Trine of Chitim. Ein Oisin Tisni. Tisni is a, that through the process of Ksisha, is Kaishis one Chita into four parts. Ein Oisin Tisni. And there's a big tirche to make tisni. Then koisishin b'machteshes. And you're not allowed to be koisish b'machteshes. Frag the Gemara Tarti. These are two stirdike zachen. In Oisin Tisni, he spoke about Tisni, which is involves a lot of tirche. So it seems only this is also. Stamazek sishim b'machteshes is muta. Then he's saying, koisishin b'machteshes. I state that any ksish is also. So the Gemara says, Ochi koma, ma tam ein oisin tisni, why are you not permitted to make tisni? Not because it's a tirche, no lefish ein koishis in b'machteshes. But the Gemara v'leim ein koishis in b'machteshes. Amela, why does he speak like that? Let him say ein koishis in b'machteshes. So no, ein koishis in b'machteshes. Amela, only not allowed to make tisni also. So if you don't say in Kaishish Machteshes, I would think he asks a normal Machteshes, which is a Machteshes Gedoyla. Tamash Malon, so therefore he said, Ein Oisin Tisni. He didn't say how you're doing it. Ein Oisin Tisni. You're not allowed to make tisni, period, because ein koishes im b'machteshes. So the nation tisni is a gilui that ein koishes im b'machteshes comes to include a filo b'machteshes k'tan. Let us see Rashi. Ein nation tisni b'yontem, she teireach godolu, she koishes achit mach nechlokim elech labo, k'damrinim b'moyit kot. Tarti, shnei dvorim yeshkan, lo izet doim elezek, k'toni ein nation tisni, which is when you're grinding the chite in less than four parts. So the Gemara says, no, because it's a reason. The reason you don't make tisni, because in koishish machtesh. I think afilotisni
is also mutal. If you don't say in koishim machteshes, kamash malon, in oisin tisni, klal. Vishen koishishin shum ksisha b'machteshes.
So therefore, v'ach machteshes al kolchach aloishna gdoilav loishna ktani, vidutoni reishin, in oisin tisni, klal. When the reishit said klal, that you can't make tisni, period, and there's no leeways. Whatever the size of the machteshes could be. Frag the Gemara. Basani, we learned in a barai saying, Toishishin b'machteshes g'doy lovel, Toishishin b'machteshes k'tanom. He said a beautiful shtik teire, but the barai says fakel, that a machteshes k'tana is mutel, not the way you said before. So now Abaye, Lucher wants to be chaylik on the previous pshat. He says, before we had said that the tisni and machteshes is coming to tell us you can't use any machteshes. Abaye says, no, not one is a reason for the other. They're two distinct halachas. Ein oisin tisni. Why can you make tisni? Because tisni is a tilche. And koishishim machteshes, you can't use a machteshes, that's a gemar machteshes gdoyle. So, hanilmad mishnei dinim eilu, if you use a machteshes kfane, not for tisni, it'll be permissible. Let us see Rashi. Avol koishishim biktane davi kalachaya de eina elu le tablin. That means a small machteshes is not used normally for chitim. It's used for tablets. So now if I'll be kaisish, chitim, in machteshes tane, it's kalachayat. Kisan yanami masnis in delel, machteshes deletan. Bleiteima ma tam komal, not machteshes is a reason for tisni. Eletal tiktoni, the two distinct halachas. Vachikam, ena isn't tisni klal. Afilu biktano, tisni ze iser av tilche. Ben kaisish shaksish is machteshes kain daiso, That is
Abaye's
story. Let us see Rashi. Toisus. Party claim alomeli lemeimer party the sosri adodi enoisin tisni achalokev adaisu shapedomi den tirchem erube. But the tome in koisishin klau that it's in ganzen osa. In the pirish akunteres. כי סיין ינמי מסניסה במקדש דלת, אני פרש. והשת ניחה, דתרתי כמה, the two distinct הלוכס, וכי כמה, אין איסן תיסני כלל, ולמקדש קטנה, וכיישה שישה דבום, בגדלו מקטנה, כיישה שם, אפילו. חוץ מתיסני, משום דהי דלקה רק לטבלן, אבל כסי שקלח היד, that means, since it's only מיוחד פוטבלן, סממל כפי שלח היד, and תיסני is also because of a תירכה. Rava Oma Loikash. Now Rava says, no, that Lamais, according to this, the first Barais, Afilu, like we said before, Yenais and Tisne, Bishim Shein and Toshin Bamachteshis, that means it comes to us, Afilu Machteshis Ktan. Now you had a different Barais that says Machteshis Ktan is Mutter, Holom Baholohu. In Eretz Yisroel, Amachteshes Ktane is also. Olam. For us, Amachteshes Ktane is Mutter, and Eretz Yisroel, Amachteshes Ktane is also. Let us see. Chava Oma, Lo'oilom, Matam Koma, Ubiktane Nami Koi, Koma, in Kaisish in Klap. That the Ramina lo avol kaisushin halo, the less long avdi, we don't have avodim. The mezalzali, we don't have avodim. So memele, we don't have avodim. They weren't able to afford avodim. So memele, so by us it's mutar aktane. We don't have Aktani Yisod is Mutter, because Aktani is Kalach Hayad, because you don't use Aktana for Chita. Holohu, in Eretz Yisrael, the Islu Avdi, they have Avodim Knanim, the Mezalzali, Va'oisim Begdoyle, they make a Begdoyle, Va'oimrim Begtana Osino. And they say, they're not trustworthy, they say we made it in Aktana, so Mamela, there we ask the full Aktana also. So where there's a mokim, there's a chash of zilzul in Eretz Yisrael, so then they also the filaktane. Bovel, there's no chash of zilzul, so the matamika din aktane. That's how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. There's a three-way machloikis pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam learns pshat in the Gemara, goranandr pshat. The Rambam says as follows, that the chitim of Eretz Yisrael were superior chitim, so memele, you could grind them before Yontif. Nothing will happen to them if you grind them before Yontif. So therefore, so they asked in Yontif afilu aktane. In Bovel, we don't have the superior chitim. So memele, they were matter to grind them in Yontif. That is the Rambam Shita. And the Raivit is Gor Antosant Pshat. The Raivit says as follows. He says that, we'll see later, Mai said that in Bovel, they used to eat Daisa. Hane Bavloi Tavshoi, that they used to eat Nama Benama. They used to eat bread with cereal. So that was the, okay, but that was the normal. They used to eat Daisa. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't eat Daisa. So Mamela Zukta Raivid, the Anshe Bovel, Iker Tavshilehim, Daisa, Shoichlum Boyalechim, Bohoya Oisin Oisa, Bemeducha, Bemachteshes Gdoilot. I mean, that was a standard machel. They used to make it Bemeducha, Machteshes Gdoilot. So therefore, Machteshes Ktane is Ashini Godel. So therefore, in Bovel, Machteshes Ktane is Mutta. But Anshe Yisroel, Dailam kol ayomim biktana. How much did they kaisa shchitim? They didn't, there wasn't a machel by them. So whenever they were kaisa shchitim, they used a ktana. They didn't have to make an agdoila. But ain bo shinui. So mamela neretz Yisrael, a ktana is not a shinui, an agdoila, and so mamela, so they can use a ktana. Look the Gemara, meir de kemaise, Rav Papi ikla lebei mar Shmuel. A papi visited Mar Shmuel in Yomtev. I see lay daisa. Oh, this was Bovel. So they went and offered him daisa in Yomtev. For the ochal, so he didn't eat. The Gemara v'dilme b'machteshes k'tana avdua. Why didn't they eat? Maybe it was made back in machteshes k'tana v'tashinui. T'chozye David Bayek tvei. That was very good ground, so it was done in machteshes g'doyla. V'dilme may esmel avdua. Maybe it was made erev yontif. T'chozye David Kolev tzorei. It was just peeled today, and it was still fresh. You could tell it was ground today. So that's why he didn't eat it. Viboyis eina eimo shani beimar shmuel de ike pritzusa da avdi. That means even though in Bovel there weren't too many people that didn't have avodim, but he had pritzus de kavodim mar shmuel. So Memele, so this is Lcheraya Terashi, that therefore I feel it was the that means he couldn't trust them. That means that he couldn't trust them that it was that he couldn't trust them that it was Bektane because they preach him. Maybe they made it in a Gdaila. It's a very interesting Shita Mekabetzes. Agabuche, the Mishneh Berurah brings a raya from Agamore that if it was done by Isser, it's a whole tumult over here, the Shaila is a whole tumult, it was done without a shinui lefi datoi. It should have been done when a machtesh is ktane, and it was done machtesh is gdailo. It was done by Isser, so he didn't need it. The Shittigdes wants to say it was on Yechum Rebalme, but the Buru brings down that he brings down the Pashas, the Gemara Vaistais, that it was Asa Bachila, it was done, came about to Chilu Yantiv. You need a Shinui, and it was made without a Shinui. It's a very interesting sheet of Mekabetzes. Sheet of Mekabetzes asked, if he had Avodim Pritzim, so what is Pshat and Mashmu? How did he use Avdi Pritzim? So he says, the Afal Gav Avdi Pritzim Bemili Da'alme, Visure B'diki Gabayu. I mean, that's right, the Pritzim and all other things, the Pritzim, but he knows, Sekunt Lagabi, Yisurim, Kashrus, he knew. He investigated them. Kashrus, you can trust them. In other things, they're not Psezol Chedah, he's been mentioned. But in Kashrus, you can trust them. So that's why Mashmu had these Avodim. Afilo Hochi, no, some Amon of Sheikh. So Mashmu, no, Kaponim, Lagabi Kashrus, you can trust them. Afilo Hochi, Rav Pop, Hichmev, Leisomach, Albedikosoi, Sher Mashmu, Lefisha ein echod nemon lachshir. It's a very interesting psak over here. That means to be, Yisod is a poritz. A poritz you can't trust. No, Mar Shmuel was Baidikim and he knew that this poritz you could trust. So you know you can eat it. You can eat from them. That's your privilege. But that I should eat because you're telling me that you can trust him, and Eidechot is not Neman Lachshir. I'm really kazakh that the Biro of an Eidechot is not Neman to be Machshir, a Poritz. If in Yisod is a Poritz doesn't have Nemonis. So Mamele, to make him a Neman, Lagabi me, so Mamele I'm not permitted to eat. I'm really kashita mekabetzes. Let us see, Rashi, Kolev Tzore, Tzoye Marise, Hoye Kolev Olovon, so you could tell that it was freshly shelled and peeled in Yontif. Rav Oma, Loilom, Matam Koma, Nebetzim, he's saying Matam, Vishum Ksishe, Loishori, Vafilo Biktani. Meire lehu, livnei Eretz Yisroel, sheshlam avodim, shemizalzlim bedovo, kach perish akuntos.